Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Croppens. This is part two.
Oh, now we go to Karen. And Karen is this, like, drop-dead gorgeous woman with also a drop-dead gorgeous daughter named Giovanna. No relationship to Carvana. And Giovanna's like, wow, it's a really lovely day today. She's like, oh, on days like this, I think about global warming. She's like, thanks. It's really nice, Mom. Thanks, Mom.
Honestly, you know, spring is coming, but it's a bit too soon. I know, it just makes me worry. The world is getting so, so hot. I'm going to need to buy bigger air conditioners. She's like, well, you've also been in Jersey, Mom, so you've got good weather, okay? We've had gray weather here, so let me enjoy the weather. Enjoy the weather. We're just all dying very, very soon, is all I'm saying.
Well, the good thing about this is vitamin D. Hold on. Okay, here we go. We're going in. Okay, we're going in. So they're at this townhouse. They're pushing the door. They finally get into it. And Karen tells us, my name is Karen Lodrick Peace, and I'm originally from Jamaica. And I moved here in my 20s to study fashion, and I met my husband here. And we have three beautiful children, Jaren, Giovanna, and Jolan.
So, lots of J's. Really love the letter J. Love the letter J. So they finally get to this house. They have, they're gutting this house and redoing it all for themselves. And they've got a million houses. We see, London townhouse, London pied-à-terre, Jersey home, Jersey property, Staffordshire home. And damn, that's a lot. And we find out they have those because Jeremy had this house way before we met. My husband is a former owner of West Bromwich Albion Football Club. Before Jeremy sold the football club, he moved to Jersey. So now I have homes all over the UK.
So they're walking through this area that is, they're walking through this construction site of this enormous, enormous townhouse. Like, it looks like a museum in there. It is so big. At one point, they're up like on like another story looking down. I was like, this is huge. It's huge. So she says they're talking about how they're renovating the house. And she's like, other girls ask for jewelry. I ask for property. So Giovanna's like, Mom, there's like gaps, Mom. No, there's loose. It's loose. Mom, it's loose. That looks loose. That looks loose. That looks loose. Giovanna starts to freak out. I think she thinks her mom's going to go like crashing through the floor or something like that.
Karen's like, before we had five floors, basement, ground floor, first floor, second floor, third floor. That's five floors, right? Oh, wait. So now we're renovating. We're going to have a sixth floor. It's six, right? Because five plus one is six. I'm like, oh, my God. I can't. How are you this rich? Yes, five plus one is six.
So basically,
the world is not fair.
Yeah, they're basically, Karen's saying how the kids are going to get their own little self-contained flat inside this place that they need to be in their own space. So but it's just gonna be a small portion of it. And she's saying how, like, you know, in London, space is everything. The property market is very expensive, but this area is on another level. Joan Collins lived around the road from me, and Margaret Thatcher used to live down the road from me as well. And someone else popular from the 80s is probably lived around me as well. She's like, here's some people from 1984 who lived in this neighborhood once 40 years ago.
So they're talking about the jacuzzi and the sauna and the steam room and the cold plunge. And she goes, yes, and that's the pool there. So on all the walls, we're going to have marble and textured fabric. And the daughter's like, yeah, are you going to learn to swim so you can be in the pool? Because you're going to have a pool and you can't swim. She's like, shut up. Shut your face. So now we go to Juliet. And she's like, oh, my gosh, now that was a pretty horse. Let's go horse riding. So she's meeting... her friend, what's her face? Amanda at the horse Amanda. Place. And she's meeting the horse, and she really is just like she is to humans, even to the horses. She's like, oh, look at this horse. You're the most gorgeous horse I've ever seen in my life. What a big boy. Hello, darling. God, the most handsome boy in the entire world. No one's as handsome as you.
I remember I came to boarding school here and they're like, I want to do horse riding, and they made me do dressage, and I was like, I want to go. I just want to get on that horse. I grew up like a true Aussie bareback all day long. Like, literally the first time I really properly rode was I was like 4.5 years old. I jumped on the back of a Brumby. Okay. And that Brumby was Tata. I mean, this is a real Jolly Rude Brumby right here, which, by the way, a Brumby is a horse that hasn't broken into you. And that horse just took off, and I hung on for dear life, bumping around, all hanging on Jolly Rude type. And yeah, this is the best time time of my life. This Brombie, I'm like, wow, I always want to have nothing but Brombie, okay, and BB. But going like this, so anytime on a horse, I want to just like take off and usually bareback. I mean, you know what I want? I just want lots and lots of time barebacking. And the fact that we can't ride like that in Hyde Park is just like so upsetting. Let's be honest.
So Amanda comes and Juliet tells us, Amanda, now that's a force to be reckoned with. I love that she's so bold. Like the other day she called me, she was doing this glam shoot and she's like, I was born for this. And I said, you are, you're so gorgeous. There's no one more gorgeous on the entire planet than you, Amanda. Here she comes right now. Amanda, you're so gorgeous. You look so beautiful. I've never seen anyone so gorgeous, Amanda.
I love that Juliet's, you know, prime example of Amanda being bold is Amanda saying, I was born for this, doing a glam shoot. She's so bold. What a bold take.
So they're going to ride in Hyde Park and Amanda's like, I can't believe this stable is even still here. I mean, it's been here for decades. Hyde Park stables. Who knew that would last?
I know, right? Tally-ho. Okay. So they start riding their horses and you know, like Amanda is like, wow, look at us going so fast. Now I know what it was like for you to be a child barebacking on that Brombie of yours. Whew, the wind is in my hair. Cause she's like, you know, like for her, this is like high speed horse racing. As they come, they're strolling along alongside that like pond.
Yeah.
Out of control fast.
Oh, so Amanda's like, oh, the royal parks have always had roots in the monarchy, which I just love. Yes, monarchy. Love it. Love riding along the monarchy, feeling the monarchy blowing through my hair. Oh, God. I want to bear back the monarchy. How about that? How about that? May so I be bold. So bold as to bear back the monarchy? Oh, yeah.
I love how bold you are. Do you know that all swans are royal property? That's right. They are. God bless the monarchy. I love the birds that they own. She's like, yes. And I decided that Gertrude needs to meet a husband. And this is where we learn about that stuffed swan, Gertrude, that's behind her in her confessional.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I just love Gertrude. 200, 400 years old, something like that. You know, I was just actually hunting. I was actively hunting. You know, that is. That's where you hunt. Not sitting on a couch. You actually walk around and hunt, which was quite interesting. And I saw one, Julian Chinchester, but he was just so aggressive. And he had his wings out like this and his head up. And I thought, oh, I can't have that in my drawing room. I need to kill something with a better personality. No one wants to kill a murderous swan.
And Amanda's like, well, I've got a taxidermist if you need one. Which is the exact sort of line I want to hear when I tune into Real Housewives of London.
Darling, all right, so Juliet's like, oh, you know, I got you do the most. I'm sorry, I think we messed up who's saying this, but she's like, oh God, thank you so much for inviting me for this gorgeous party thing. Your invitations are amazing, darling, just gorgeous, the most gorgeous invitations I've ever seen. But, you know, you do give the most invitations. I mean, I want to be one of the most invited couples out there socially, you know? And Juliet's like, who are you talking about? And Amanda's like, well, my last husband, we were running around the world, invited to everything and entertaining. I mean, we were on 6 super yacht trips within the space of 3 months and 1 year. I mean, it was crazy. And then I just felt like all of that stopped when I uncoupled. No one wants just single, you know, future billionaire empire owners at their parties.
Yes, it's tough being a skincare maven, because after my divorce, I was very, very hurt and upset. And the amount of times I cried into that nameless woman's shoulder who opened the door for me in my house, oh, goodness, it was countless. But as you know, I was grieving for quite a long time, and then I was dating a pop star, Andrew Ridgely from Wham. I don't know if you know that. Don't fall off that horse, by the way, otherwise you're never going to dance again.
Broken now, let me tell you, if you want to stuff a good swan, Andrew Ridgely would be a good choice. Am I right, ladies? But men have always fallen from the sky into my life, just landed in front of me. Pop stars, the stars who do pop, just regular men who enjoy pop singing very well at the pop star quality level. So I just don't see any reason why that won't happen again. Do you? Anybody? Anybody? No? No? Swan? You're dead, swan. That swan just raised its leg. Kill the swan.
You know, I'm grateful for my journey. I just wish my journey was via super yacht instead of horse. And, you know, but the last piece of the puzzle, of course, would be a fabulous man to drop in and whisk me off into the sunset. God, I love celebrating International Women's Day. If only I had a man.
I can't wait till I have a man and won't have to celebrate International Women's Day anymore. But this is going to be a good party. Until then, party on, Goth.
So now we go to Panthea, who's shopping with her friend Katie, who is the most dour person on the show. And I need every scene to have Katie in it because she just looks at everybody like, really?
Katie is disgusted by this entire thing. So she's like, by the way, what time do you call this, by the way? And she's like, excuse me, I'm always on time. And she's like, not today, you're bloody not, Panthea. You're bloody late, Panthea. Get in here. She's like, but the roads are closed. Well, so is my patience. So they start shopping.
Katie was making me laugh even shopping. She goes, all right, look, here, I've got a spring palette. I just need springy things.
But for the party, what are you just... gonna wear? Are you gonna wear long? Are you gonna wear long to the party?
Yes, I've got long. Of course, I'm gonna wear long. What else would I do? Trust me, you need me in long. All right.
So they're having fun and laughing around the store, and Panthea's like, "I didn't like all this GG in your face. It's kind of rapper style. Look at all those boobs shoved in people's faces. I can't do that. Honestly, I've shopped so much in my lifetime that now going shopping is a chore. I mean, I spent $140,000 in one go in Harrods, which back then was equivalent to shopping 300 something thousand now. I mean, I literally took that Amex and I said, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. What an idiot. I should have taken that money and bought an apartment. Been renting it out to something like that.
Anyway, does anyone mind if I spend about £140,000 right now on this dress? Okay, great. So Katie's like, so now who's going to this bloody thing that you're dragging me to tonight? Television, I'm mortified already. Is this going to be even shown on the Beeb? No? So Panthea's like, well, I presume Juliet's going, but to be honest, because they're good friends, right? Did you get the invite, by the way? Did you get invited, or are you just a sad person tagging along? She's like, no, I got the invitation. Okay, I got it. Okay, I don't wear long for nothing. I'm a proper invited woman.
She's like, oh, unbelievable. I mean, the flowers in the box, the whole invite. Because we didn't even mention what the invites were. They're these, or I guess we're seeing it now, where they're receiving these invites. They're these big black boxes, and you open them, and there's tissue paper wrapped around gorgeous roses and an invitation. It's very classy. So Juliet gets hers, and then we go back to the horses where Amanda is giving Juliet hers. Yeah. So she's like, oh my God, this is the most beautiful invitation I've ever seen. Oh, invitation, you're the most gorgeous thing I've ever seen in my life. Has anyone else seen such a gorgeous invitation? Can I take this invitation to lunch? Do you think this invitation would like to sit with me at lunch? No. All right. I've just been turned down by an invitation.
Hold on, let me just read this beautifully written invitation, because the prose that you selected is just so special. I mean, you just have such a way with words. You're so bold, both in what you say and how you write it. Okay, everyone, this is what she wrote. You are invited to Champagne Caviar Celebration for International Women's Day. I mean, take my breath away already. That was just absolutely beautiful, Amanda Caroline.
I mean, get so Shakespearean, I might need to name one of my children after you. Am I right? That's just gorgeous. Oh, and the poetry of your face on the invitation. I mean, doesn't that just make everyone what a gorgeous invitation? Look at this beautiful face on this invitation.
Because her invitation is Amanda being like, oh, come to my party. With like a lipstick.
As is everything in her life.
International Women's Day, it's an opportunity to come together, to celebrate each other, and think about the men that we could have someday if we are so lucky. I love hosting. I love doing birthday parties. And by hosting, I mean bossing around all the women that are... names I don't really quite know just yet, but they do a very lovely job of dusting things. Any excuse for a party, really, in my house, I will do it.
I've invited all the girls, my inner circle, Nessie, Karen, Panthea, you know, people like that. And Juliet's like, oh, love her. She's got such a good energy, Panthea. Love Panthea. Let me just get that on the record right now. I love Panthea. What a wonderful energy person. But you know she hates her. Because this is the first person Juliet's not like, gorgeous Panthea, most gorgeous person on earth.
I know. And I love Amanda, this question that Amanda asks. She goes, so you know her really well, or quite well, or quite well or really well? Which one is it? I love. Is she a quiet or is she a really?
Well, quite a bit. Difference. I know her quite a bit. Well, really, because that wasn't really one of the options. It was quite well, really well. Well, but quite a bit. Oh my God, you hate this bitch, don't you? Well, you know, back in the day when Annabelle's first opened, Panthea and I met on the social scene at like 6 or 7 years ago. And we'd see each other at fashion shows and I'd say, darling, you're so gorgeous. I mean, she's so much fun. What a bundle of energy. She's got the gift of gab, that one. I like that about her. All of her gabbing that she does. Talky, talky, gabby, gabby. Who doesn't love Juliet?
Yes, you know, Panthea, she just gabs and gabs, even when she's not really supposed to be gabbing. I mean, people will be like, shut up, you're really speaking out of place now, but she just gabs and gabs. Oh, don't we all love that about her? So then we go to Panthea, who's talking to Katie, and Panthea's like, she's like, you know, Juliet, she wears a fake, and she goes, darling, it's real. That's like, I can so tell that that's fake. I know I shouldn't go on and on about that, but... should I go on and on? Kitty's like, absolutely. She's like, okay, well, fine. But I just want to tell you a story. So Juliet and I had a mutual friend who was a dentist. This dentist one day calls me and we're chatting. And I said, tell my silly son who's going to New York tomorrow that his brace has been broken. Can you hurry up and fix it? And she said, yes, let him come tomorrow and I'll do it. And he goes in there. My son comes home and he goes, it's not fixed. And I said, what do you mean it's not fixed? And he goes, she didn't have the glue. So she went on and she looked at my mouth and she said, well, let me see. And oh, yeah, you need 6 or 7 fillings.
What? Yes, and literally the next day I call her up and I'm like, listen, first of all, you didn't address the problem, which was the glue. You go and give all these fillings, but oh, he needed them. Oh, I went, fair enough. I'd like to see the x-ray. Oops, didn't have time to do an x-ray. Really? So you were just guessing about the fillings then? Were you just guessing about the fillings then?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
First of all, I think they should just be so happy that someone wants to give fillings, okay? Because British dentistry does not have a great reputation. Second of all, what is the story with this glue? You've got a broken braces, and then you're like, did one of the metal things fall off the tooth? Do people even use those? I thought it's all like Invisalign now. I was a little confused about the initial issue that her son was having.
And then the kid goes in there, and you know that you're supposed to fix her braces, but you don't have the glue? That's weird.
And then you just do fillings without x-rays?
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
Does not make sense.
Yeah, this all sounds fishy. So Panthea's like, yes, so then, you know, also Butthead over there knows her. And so she took the dentist side and she took the girl's side. And that girl did so much to my son's teeth. I mean, where's your loyalty, for God's sake?
I mean, could there be anything more offensive than trying to make someone's teeth whole? I was just absolutely gobsmacked by it all. I was very hurt by Juliet because loyalty for me and friendship is everything. And considering I introduced the two of them, Juliet never once picked up the phone and said, why are you not talking to the dentist? She took her side and never talked to me. You know, you don't do that. I didn't expect that from her.
Oh, how does she not call me up and say, Panthea, you know what happened, yeah, to try and sort it out? But she didn't. And she called me, oh, your friend owns this shop. Can I go and borrow 3,000 pounds of clothes because I want to take it to Australia? Okay, she did that. You know, a couple of weeks later, I see her at a party and I went, listen, we need to talk about the dentist situation. I mean, darling, she's darling, we're at a birthday party. We cannot bring this up here. It's not the time and place. So we've never actually talked about it face to face. Never talked about the dentist. What kind of friend is that? I mean, ever since Teethgate, Julia's been fake with me every soiree that we...
Well, yeah, lady, because she's got some crazy lady chasing her around wanting to fight over a dentist. That's crazy. Yeah.
And Panthea already elevating this to Teethgate. Like, this is I feel like it's a one-sided controversy. I feel like Panthea's the only one who actually cares about this dentist, because everyone's like, hello, I'm on television and I choose not to be associated with a working class dentist. Thank you very much. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not friends with dentists. No. I'm friends with fabulous people.
She's like, well, I'm going to call it out. And you know, when I get angry, I'm like a child and I'm going to be a child right now because I'm very angry about it. Very upset about it.
This other chick's like, okay, well, can't wait to hang out with you at the party. It's going to be amazing. So we go back to Horsey's and Amanda's like, so what I'm getting at, you don't hang out with her much now because you know her quite bit. Is that what you said? Quite bit. She's like, oh, well, you know, we know a lot of people on the out, you know, like socially together. So the bigger parties, yes. But honestly, I've been so busy in the past year. Our paths haven't really crossed. So I don't really know that well. Just a bit.
relaxed a bit.
Yes, you know, that's, you know, I've had so many things to do, like going to good parties with upper crust people and not idiots. So I just haven't seen Pinthia there. So, you know, but next time I go to a Marmite party, I'm sure I'll see her there behind the velvet rope waiting to get in. So Panthea's
come
like,
back
I
to just Panthea. Like, oh, I just feel that there's unfinished business and I'm going to get her. And she needs to admit that she was wrong and she shouldn't have taken the dentist's side.
Katie goes, well, you've just got to have it out with her, don't you? Katie is setting Panthea up. Katie's like, I don't care about Panthea at all and I don't care about this Australian, so might as well watch them fight.
I think Katie's having that moment where you're on a new housewife show. No one really knows each other that well, but you're all like, okay, we're going to stick together, right? Yeah, okay, let's go shoot at the store. And then you realize right away that the person you buddied up with is insane. And you're like, yeah,
never mind.
Yeah, she's like, oh God, what do I do now? So let's see. It's the day of Amanda's International Women's Day event.
Yes, there's caviar coordination happening and Nessie arrives and she has the cake. And Amanda's like, I know Nessie through Juliet, and she's everything I like in a woman. So charming, so elegant, so offering of free cake, very hardworking, so bright. She ticks all the boxes.
I don't know if you've heard, but in this town, we really love when things tick boxes. You'll hear that about 10 times in this episode. And she really ticked that box. Yes, box ticker.
She literally arrived with a giant box with a cake in it. I mean, if you're not ticking a box, at least have a cake in it. Oh, well, this looks absolutely phenomenal. I can't wait to not eat any of it. Oh, it's just so chic. And isn't, you know, she's made cakes for all of the royals. So if it's good enough for the royal family, it's definitely good enough for someone who once dated Andrew Ridgeley of Wham, if I say so myself.
Oh, I'm so excited. So this is a Lambeth cake, 5 layers of vanilla sponge with a pink icing and some berry compote just for you, my love. Oh, it's so beautiful.
So Nessie knows her through the London social scene. They have tons of mutual friends and she's got a total girl crush on Amanda. Yeah. She's like amazed by Amanda. And, we know they don't know where she doesn't know where that well because she's never been to this house. So she gets a little tour of the house and we go into the office, which is just covered in Amanda's face. I mean, it's Amanda's face everywhere. And Nessie's like, this is amazing. Oh my God, she's got her own clinic behind a secret door. I want my own clinic behind a secret door.
This is where the magic happens. Okay, Nessie, you could be part of this world. Come into the clinic, the Amanda Caroline Clinic. This could all be yours. Did you enjoy this tour? And Nessie's like, oh my goodness, she sort of lives in a fairy tale world. You know, she lives in a Barbie dream house and she drives a Bentley and she's a businesswoman and she wears a pussy bow and she's like Snow White and the Seven Dwarves if you were to replace the dwarves with little personal assistants and servants who would just go featuring about in the corners and you think you see one out of the corner of your eye and you look and it disappears around the corner.
So oh, it's just basically everything that Snow White wanted, you know, lymphatic drain massage right at your own home.
By the way, how is it that none of these women have a daughter named Lambeth? When she said, this is a Lambeth cake, I was like, that's going to be the next child that shows up. This is my daughter, Lambeth, named after the cake. Lambeth Ophelia Saturn Belgravia.
Don't put it past them. So then everyone's getting ready for this party. It's like the typical housewives getting ready scene. And Karen's on the phone with her husband and she's just back on the scene. So she's very excited. A lot of gossip. And Amanda's hosting an International Women's Day soiree. And Panthea is getting ready and she's trying to get an outfit together. But everyone who works for Panthea hates her because her makeup artist, Cookie, is like, that outfit is giving me ABBA. Yeah, I wouldn't wear that.
And Amanda's getting ready with her stylist, Arabella. And, you know, of course, there's like already two Arabellas on the show and they're like, she's getting ready there. And yeah, it's all the fun stuff. So now it's later in the day. And now Amanda's doing the last looks at the party, which I love because she's just walking from room to room and she's bossing around everyone. She's like, this loo needs to be checked every 15 minutes because it'll be carnage. You dust that surface. Okay, this table got dirty again. Who touched the table? Which one of you? I can see those are poor fingerprints. You can tell they have a different color. Please wipe them away. Wipe away your dirt smudges. Okay, no touching
brush
of the tables.
Brush the carpet always on the stairs. Brush the carpet on the stairs. That would look nice. Do that.
It's like, damn.
He has the brushing staircases. Always be brushing.
Okay, did we check for under the banister? Has that been polished? Under banister must be polished. Come on, let's get with it, girls. Chop, chop.
Yeah. So now a kilo of caviar, guys, is $1,450, which is almost $2,000 USD. And Karen comes. And she's like, I know Amanda for a while. We're in the same social scene. We go to parties. But before I met her, I used to see her walking with her daughter up and down the street. And she would be like, you know, so well posed and her shoulders up. You know, you look twice at her. You look twice at her. And this one of my first parties since being back in London. And it's just so good to be back. It's good to be back. I'm ready to mingle, to get to know Amanda's friends and have a good time.
So they're all mixing and mingling and saying hello. And, you know, Amanda.
Your dress is so pretty. No, your dress is so pretty.
It's a Zimmerman. It's a Zimmerman.
So now Karen, Juliet comes and she's like, oh, hello, everybody. Oh, my God. What a gorgeous place with gorgeous faces. I've never seen anyone so gorgeous in my life. So who else is coming to this, darling?
Well, you know, only Panthea. So did we remember how well, you know, Panthea? Was it quite well or a bit well?
And Nessie's like, oh, I can't wait to meet her and then not talk to her. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. So, by the way, this party is like a very posh party. There's caviar everywhere. It's like it's very, very wealthy and exclusive. But the entire time, I just felt like cramped because as beautiful as this townhome is, there just seems to be all these random glass, like sort of door and dividers and everything. And I just felt like everyone was just sort of cramped together. And I'm just imagining these like roving cameras and like people not being able to move. So like I was like, I felt uncomfortable. I felt claustrophobic during it.
Yeah, it was a cramped party. And there were also a lot of people there. Well, I mean, it looked like it because it was cramped. So Panthea is coming late and she's like, oh my God, I'm so tense coming into this party. I just wanted to enjoy myself. It's in the National Women's Day. I mean, what is more fun than that? You know, my husband told me, don't give Juliet the time of day. Do not react. Do not come out with everything. But I don't know. I mean, I have to say something, but I probably won't, but maybe I will. And then we see her like stumble up the steps as she comes. Like, this woman's a mess. Yes. She's like,
yes. And the first thing she does is she goes right up to Juliet and hugs her. She comes up, hugs her and kisses her. She's like, and Juliet's like, oh, long time no see. Hello, beautiful. You look amazing. You look gorgeous. And she's like, oh, you look beautiful, but there's no need to be fake. It's fine. I'm like, you're the one who walked up to her and gave her a hug and a kiss first.
Yeah. She's like, but I'm never fake. Oh, we both know where we stand, Juliet. She goes, well, where do we stand? I don't know, Juliet. Honestly, I don't even know where we stand. Oh, okay, Juliet. Okay. Let me give you a hint.
I'm totally floored.
Close your lips around the straw. Close your lips around the straw. Memories.
I don't understand what you're trying to allude to. I'm just like totally floored. I actually don't even know where we stand. Are we talking about Amanda Caroline's apartment? Because that's what where we literally stand.
Juliet.
So then Katie is like, oh, hello. Amanda's just here. So Panthea's like, oh my God, thank you so much. This is the most house. I love it. So now they're all saying hi, happy International Women's Day. And Juliet's just still standing there like, I didn't even know there was an issue. Apparently there's an issue. I can't even believe it. I mean, what sort of jewelry party is this where you just walk in and say that there's an issue with someone?
And she's talking to Nessie and Nessie's like, oh no, not an issue. Wait, is this Panthea? And she's like, yeah. She goes, you're going to introduce me, aren't you? Like Nessie getting messy. Nessie's all ready to jump right in. So Juliet's like, I'm absolutely stunned. I mean, she's late. She storms up the stairs. She comes in shouting, waving her arms. I mean, absolutely ridiculous, isn't it?
She was literally not storming up the stairs and she was literally not yelling.
Shouting.
So I was like, okay, so Juliet has like a little Karen in her.
I love these ladies. I love all of them so far. They're all so ridiculous.
The way she came up the staircase with that flamethrower, threatening to burn down the whole place. I mean, she was absolutely out of control. The smoke was literally coming out of her ears because she set her hair on fire because she was already so angry. Like, I couldn't even believe the scene that she was making.
All right, ladies, ding, ding, ding. I'd like to give a little speech now. Thank you for coming to International Women's Day, where we celebrate women, particularly international women. Well, I don't know. You could maybe be national and still be international on the inside. Or you could be a woman who loves to travel internationally. I'm not really sure what that's about. But it's important not to just celebrate one location-specific type of woman.
It's women coming together, supporting each other, and there's so many people. Hold on, just one moment. Brush the staircase. It's been 15 minutes. I'm seeing some piling. Brush the staircase. It's really about women supporting women. And I just want to say thank you to everyone. The coffee table, I'm seeing some fingerprints. What's wrong with you? I've given you explicit directions. And the loo, it's been about 16 minutes and no one's even been in there.
I told you it would be absolute carnage if you didn't take care of that every 15 minutes. And carnage I smell. Get to it, international woman. All right.
It's really about women supporting women, really. Yes. At the end of the day.
And women also supporting toilet brushes, which they are holding to clean the carnage of the bathroom, which you've all done. But I celebrate the carnage you have brought to my powder room. So thank you all to that. And anyone who's brought a gift for me, especially Nessie, who brought me a cake. That was wonderful. What a cake. She makes it for the royals. I don't know if you've heard. Wonderful stuff. Thank you. And to everybody who brought a gift for me on International Women's Day. That was very touching. I'd just like to read a statement from my friend, at a little place you might know called Wham! Wake me up before you go. Ain't no use crying on a old man solo. Oh, wasn't that gorgeous? Now, he's not a woman, but this song sung about woman. I think so. Anyway, I'd like to send him a piece of cake. Why am I still speaking? Please clean up the cat hair on the stairs. I don't even have a cat. Where did the cat hair...
Everyone, I must apologize. Panthea, with the way she stormed up the staircase, unfortunately caused quite a bit of a dust up. And just please don't look at the unbrushed staircase for the moment. You know, a wise man once said, last Christmas, you gave me a beautiful cake. And the very next day, you gave it away. I'm not giving away this cake. Nessie, thank you so much for this wonderful, wonderful cake. International Women's Day, everyone.
This year, to save me from tears, I'm throwing you down a staircase. All right. All right, everybody. Mingle. Everybody mingle. So they break up, and then all the cast ladies get together, and they do another cheers. And she's like, I just wanted to thank you all. Thank you all for coming to me to celebrate International Women on a day and not a night. And Panthea's like, yes, to women that we always fix their crowns. And without them knowing that their crowns are falling... To people that keep it real and keep us braced. Do you understand? Keep us braced. To women who do the flossy. Do we understand what I'm getting at now? Like, all right.
Now, to this one over here, the Australian. I did love her at one point. Well, I love you still. Oh, shut the fuck up. I mean, come on, be honest. You're such a good actress. You're so...
I'm actually authentic with my friends. I'm authentic with my friends.
Hello, Nessie speaking. I've known Juliet for quite a long time, and this is from her. This is who she is. From day one, she has absolutely not changed.
Oh, but that's because you two are close. I mean, the truth is, Juliet, everyone knows you borrow your clothes.
What? I've never borrowed any of my clothes.
What does this have to do with anything? She is so ridiculous.
Shut up. You don't borrow your clothes. I'm totally transparent. I'll show you anything I borrowed, which is probably about three or four things. Oh, three or four things. I hate liars.
Well, everyone reaches out. Shut up, Nessie. I do not borrow clothes. I've never borrowed clothes. I do not reach out to borrow clothes. And Amanda's like, well, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, well, it is a thing. And let me tell you another. But we always share clothes. It's normal for girls to share clothes. Oh, first of all, I don't borrow clothes. And now we always share clothes. So which is it, Juliet? Which is it? Borrower.
Well, let me clarify this. Panthea's friend, who owns a store, actually reached out to me. And she said, if I can ever do some product placement for her, why would I do it? And so I had an invitation to the BAFTAs the very next day. And so here's a picture of me at the BAFTAs. Don't I look beautiful? Okay, my teeth look great because I've got a dentist friend. And I asked if I could borrow this beautiful gold dress for the event. And I tagged her. And I mean, it was what she wanted me to do. I didn't see what the big deal was.
This has nothing to do with the BAFTAs. 6 months prior to the BAFTAs, she borrowed 6 dresses to take them all to Australia and said she was going to be putting them in all these, you know, fancy magazines and was going to be tagging my friends. And that's why she gave her those clothes. And she's talking about completely different time again, trying to weasel her way just like she does every single time.
I hate people that lie. Own it. Own it. Own it. Tell the truth. I'm Panthea Rinna. That's what I want. I can't sit here and be fake, especially on a day like today when women are meant to have each other's back, which is exactly why I came into this party and started fighting with another woman.
And Karen's cracking up. She's like, oh, well, she seems so put together. You know, nice clothes. And in my head, I'm thinking, did she borrow that dress too? That's a good dress.
And Nessie's like, this is International Women's Day. We're literally sitting here having a good time. Who cares if you're borrowing dresses?
And you also talked behind my back. I've never talked behind your back. Yes, you did to that stupid dentist. Yes, you did.
She goes, she's not stupid. She's a lovely girl and she really handles the drill quite well. I mean, listen, I saw that dentist. I said, you are so beautiful. I've never seen a more beautiful dentist in my life.
What happened with the dentist? Was she dating someone from Wham as well? You know, George Michael was gay. And Panthea's like, okay.
All right, fine. Well, this dentist, I knew a dentist. I introduced you. And basically my son goes through this.
She goes through this whole story again.
And she took the dentist's side. I defended her because you were going for her. And all I wanted to do, well, you take her side. You were my friend and you doubled down. Why didn't you put the phone down and call me?
Well, what I didn't like was Panthea is you were going to social media and writing horrible things about this dentist.
So we find out what Panthea was really doing, which was going and trashing this woman all over social media.
And, you know, Juliet's like, everything that she accused that person of was false. Annihilating another person is unacceptable as far as I'm concerned, okay? You've been offended, so you go for the lowest common denominator. And you know that for me is where I sort of saw a side of a personality that I did not like, and I backed away, okay? Because there's two sides of it. And I, Juliet, am a defender of the underdog at all times. Don't you remember? I was around poor people from the ages of 0 to 11 and then went to boarding school and stopped hanging out with them. But I carry the memory of filthy poor people with me to this day.
And but you didn't call me. We spoke. You're a great actress, Juliet. Oh, well, thank you. I'll take that. I want you to be honest. I was a good friend to you, but I did talk behind your back. That's what I want you to say. I talked behind your back to a dentist and she was your friend and I did this and I'm sorry you feel this way and I'm sorry we lost our friendship. That's what I want from you.
And Amanda goes, God, talking about teeth at someone's party. Really don't want to hear that. No, not teeth. Okay. Not a topic. Could someone go brush the staircase again? Anything to distract away from this.
So she just won't let up and she's being ridiculous. She's throwing all of this shit at the walls. Like first it was a dentist. Then it's that she borrows clothes. Then it's that she talks behind her back and it's embarrassing because everyone's staring at them in the party. And she's just one of those who's like, guess what? I'm on Housewives. I'm going to go and be the biggest storyline maker there is. I'm going to have a fight. It's going to be amazing. And she's kind of falling on her face. I mean, she looks like an idiot.
Yeah. So Amanda
breaks it up. She's like, we're going to mingle now. We're going to mingle, ladies.
So they all get up. They follow the queen bee and everyone steps away from this big fight. And Juliet's like, it's just not the time or the place. And she's like, well, there's never a time and the place. She's like, well, this is crazy. Honestly, I'm genuinely sorry. I'm sorry I've let you down and I'm sorry. I genuinely am very sorry. I say that as someone who knows you quite a bit well. Okay. I want to say I'm sorry.
And Karen is loving it. She's like, Panthea clipped Juliet wings. She came in flying on balloons and Panthea burst them all. Pop, 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 pop.
Nessie's like, at the moment, we just need a timeout. Okay.
I'm just so floored. I'm floored by this girl thinking anything like this about me. And she's like, just take a breath. You're queen. You're a queen.
Oh, well, I've got to go. I've just got to go. I'm feeling goodbye, Amanda. I just can't be here with liars. I can't spend time with liars. Dentist side taker.
So this is Panthea. She's of this mold where she is the person who makes a scene and makes brash, rude accusations all under the sanctimonious banner of rooting out liars. So we've seen this housewife stereotype or archetype so many times. And this is where Panthea falls into. So now she's going to say like, oh, now I'm going to look like a lunatic because I lost it. And she's coming across as this eloquent, no, I didn't. What is she saying? I'm shocked. I'm sorry. With her borrowed clothes. Disgusting. Well, you're acting like a lunatic. That's why.
This show's crazy. I loved it. This Panthea seems terrible. And then we see the coming up for the rest of the season, and it looks amazing. Dorinda comes on. Stanbury's on. It just looks so, so good. So I'm hoping they can work some kind of deal to get this to our neck of the woods soon so we can all watch this because it's great.
That would be wonderful. It's great. It really is. Thanks everyone so much for watching or listening along, and I hope you all watch it and let us know what you think about this show and the cast and who are your favorites, etc. And we'll catch you in the next episode of Watch What Crappens. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last naming.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She gets an A from us. It's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson. She's the lady of the house. It's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy. It's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.